Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers.
I really need to get some more shelves for my room, Mum. I have absolutely nowhere for my stuff. Look at all these things. Where am I going to put them?
What do you mean? Have you tried your cupboards and wardrobe, Robin? There's plenty of room there. Perhaps you could put everything in its place and tidy up a bit.
I suppose so, but that's so boring, Mum. I don't want to spend so much time tidying up. Isn't there any other way?
I'm afraid not, Robin. Well, perhaps you could get rid of some of the things you don't use anymore. How about those toy cars on the top shelf? You really are too old to have stuff like that in your room.
Mum, these aren't toys. They're my special collection of old model racing cars. They're important to me.
What are you going to do with your old desktop computer and screen? And what about those books next to them? You've hardly ever looked at them. If you give them away, you can make a lot of space. I'm sure the charity shop on Main Street will be very glad to have them.
These books were the first prize I won for that writing competition when I wrote the short story about a robot. They aren't very useful, but they're a nice memory. I don't want to give them away.
Yes, I do remember that story. It was so funny. What about the computer then? What do you want it for? It doesn't even work.
I know. But I'm keeping it because I'm learning how to build computers. I take things out and then I put them back in again and see if I can make them work. So, I actually need it to practice.
That's a good idea, Robin. Perhaps we need to find something else to give away. What about some of your old clothes? There are certainly some t-shirts and trousers you never wear anymore. You're too big for them. Why don't you choose which ones you don't want and I'll take them down to the charity shop? They always need clothes.
What a great idea, Mum. Thanks. I'll start choosing what to give away right now. I'm sure I've got plenty of clothes I haven't worn in years. I'm glad we're giving them to the charity shop and not throwing them away. They'll be useful to someone else and I'll have more space.
Yes, they won't end up in the bin, which is good for the planet, and you'll do something good for other people as well. I'll get some bags to put them in.
I really need to get some more shelves for my room, Mum. I have absolutely nowhere for my stuff. Look at all these things. Where am I going to put them?
What do you mean? Have you tried your cupboards and wardrobe, Robin? There's plenty of room there. Perhaps you could put everything in its place and tidy up a bit.
I suppose so, but that's so boring, Mum. I don't want to spend so much time tidying up. Isn't there any other way?
I'm afraid not, Robin. Well, perhaps you could get rid of some of the things you don't use anymore. How about those toy cars on the top shelf? You really are too old to have stuff like that in your room.
Mum, these aren't toys. They're my special collection of old model racing cars. They're important to me.
What are you going to do with your old desktop computer and screen? And what about those books next to them? You've hardly ever looked at them. If you give them away, you can make a lot of space. I'm sure the charity shop on Main Street will be very glad to have them.
These books were the first prize I won for that writing competition when I wrote the short story about a robot. They aren't very useful, but they're a nice memory. I don't want to give them away.
Yes, I do remember that story. It was so funny. What about the computer then? What do you want it for? It doesn't even work.
I know. But I'm keeping it because I'm learning how to build computers. I take things out and then I put them back in again and see if I can make them work. So, I actually need it to practice.
That's a good idea, Robin. Perhaps we need to find something else to give away. What about some of your old clothes? There are certainly some t-shirts and trousers you never wear anymore. You're too big for them. Why don't you choose which ones you don't want and I'll take them down to the charity shop. They always need clothes.
What a great idea, Mum. Thanks. I'll start choosing what to give away right now. I'm sure I've got plenty of clothes I haven't worn in years. I'm glad we're giving them to the charity shop and not throwing them away. They'll be useful to someone else and I'll have more space.
Yes, they won't end up in the bin, which is good for the planet, and you'll do something good for other people as well. I'll get some bags to put them in.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.